On to our next story, Lebanon's military tribunal has issued an arrest warrant for Jamal Daftardar. Now, he's a prominent member of the al-Qaeda-linked militant group, the Abdullah Azzam Brigades. The man has been a commander of the terrorist group that claimed responsibility for the twin bomb attacks on the Iranian embassy in Beirut last November. We're now going to go live to the Lebanese capital for an update from our correspondent, Ali Risk. Well, Ali, let's discuss this a little bit more. Tell us what additions you can give to this piece of news. And I'm curious to ask you, is the Abdullah Azzam Brigades at this point the only group that you think is operating within Lebanon in terms of, for example, it targeting the Iranian embassy or some of the bombings that have taken place?
Well, with regards to the last point you mentioned, no, it's not the only group. It's coordinating with other groups. The ISIL, the Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant, declared responsibility for some of the bombings which have targeted the Dahiya suburbs in southern Beirut. And Nusra Front, for example, claimed responsibility for the latest bombing which took place in Shuifat, also in southern Beirut, in addition to a bombing which targeted the northeastern city of Hirmel. So indeed, the Abdullah Azzam Brigades are not the only group. What might distinguish Abdullah Azzam Brigades is the fact that they're very closely tied to Saudi Arabia. And this is something which Hezbollah Secretary General Sayed Hassan Nasrallah mentioned in a TV interview. Majid al-Majid, for example, the leader of the Abdullah Azzam Brigades, used to be a Saudi intelligence officer. So this tells you how much Abdullah Azzam might be affiliated with Saudi Arabia, and in particular with Saudi Arabian intelligence. But no, there are all different various groups who are operating on the ground, and we do expect, or everyone here expects, all Lebanese authorities are fearful and do expect that some other attack could be launched, or that more attacks are being plotted. And now, as we speak, for this reason, you know, measures have been tightened around Dahiya, around other areas, especially as these groups appear to be coordinating. One particular suspect who was recently arrested, for example, was arrested because of the role he played in collaborating between Abdullah Azzam and the ISIL. So Lebanon has become, unfortunately, to be honest, it's become a breeding ground for these different groups, these various groups which are affiliated with Al-Qaeda or affiliated with various extremists. And Lebanon does have a big responsibility when it comes to confronting these groups and putting an end to this new takfiri disease, which has now invaded the country due to the crisis which erupted in Syria.
And I'm curious, given the large task, as you mentioned, the Lebanese security forces as a whole have, how are they exercising themselves in order to try to prevent these groups from executing attacks on Lebanese territory? I mean, this sounds like they need round-the-clock, for example, surveillance, I would assume, on the border areas between Lebanon and Syria.
Exactly. It's a difficult task, and there's no 100% guarantee that you can succeed in thwarting all these attacks. We all saw how the most mightiest armies, for example, in the world weren't able to put a stop, or weren't able to take, you know, control the situation and have 100% security. But the Lebanese army, nevertheless, has made significant achievements. Majid al-Majid, followed by Daftar al-Dar. Omar Atrash is another person who was recently arrested. And, you know, this is continuing, and indeed it has been improving as we go by. The arrests and the security achievements have gone up, which is a positive sign. And as I've said in previous interviews, could be due to the fact that Lebanon might be receiving intelligence support, not just, for example, from Hezbollah, which might be playing a role, but also, for example, maybe from Iran. We saw Iran's Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif not very long ago visiting Lebanon and speaking about the necessity of combating terrorism, and also by Western countries who have expressed an interest in Lebanon at least. Now, it might be different elsewhere, but in Lebanon, to also curb these terrorist groups, we all know that European countries have UNIFIL peacekeeping forces participating here in South Lebanon who are present and could fall a target to these Takfiri elements. So all in all, I think that all indicators show that the Lebanese army will make more and more progress. But as I said, 100% safety is not guaranteed until a political resolution or settlement is reached in Syria, which would then extend with beyond Syria's borders into Lebanon and elsewhere. But until that happens, Lebanon does remain vulnerable.
Hopefully sooner than later. Thank you very much for that. Ali Risco, correspondent there, talking to us from Beirut.